Macmillan Audio presents A Crown of Wishes by Roshni Chokshi, read for you by Priya Iyer. Prologue. The Invitation. Vikram had spent enough time with bitterness that he knew how to twist and numb the feeling. Tonight, he didn't draw on his years of experience. Instead, he let the acidic, snapping teeth of it chew at his heart. As he walked to the network of wooden huts that formed the ashram, the echo of laughter hung in the air. He stood in the dark, an outsider to a joke everyone knew. Since he was 8 years old, he had spent part of every year at the ashram, learning alongside other nobility. Everyone else resented the part of the year where they returned to their kingdoms and endured having to put their lessons to use. Not Vikram. Every time he returned to Ujjain, he was reminded that his education was a formality, not a foundation. He preferred that. No expectations meant learning without fear of being limited and growing opinions without fear of voicing them. His thoughts preferred the fertile ground of silence. Silence sharpened shrewdness, which only made him embrace the title his father's empire had, albeit grudgingly, given him. Fox Prince. But shrewd or not, the moment he entered the ashram, he wouldn't be able to ignore the celebrations of another prince called home to rule. Soon, Ujjain would summon him home. And then what? The days would bleed together. The hope would shrivel. It would be harder to outwit the council, harder to speak. He tightened his fists. That bitterness turned taunting. How many years had he spent believing that he was meant for more? Sometimes he thought his head was a